Why? I wondered. When I was 10 years old, sitting in church on an Easter Sunday, listening to the sermon, but not really to the words, kind of listening for the metadata. And I wondered, at that age, sitting through a 2-hour service, why there was such a fuss about the baby boy who'd been born, and then the guy who grew up, and he died, and he was resurrected. And then I thought of the little bit that I knew about other religions, and it was always he. And I thought, really? What if this holy being, father, had to be a guy, I guess? What if he sent a girl? What if it was a girl baby that grew up to be a woman who was a holy, wise woman that we should pay attention to and revere and honor and follow? But that had never happened. I didn't know of any instance. So it wasn't that I was against in the least the celebration of a baby boy is born and God's son has died and he's resurrected. It's just, where are the girls? Where are the women? And that hole has kind of stayed big and bright for me all my life. So I started to write this story in my head about, well, there has to be these women among us. They have to be. God wouldn't create 50-50 two genders and then leave one entirely out of the whole wisdom plan. I just didn't make sense. But I never found such a story. And I realized that, whoa, maybe I'm going to have to do that. So here we have God's daughter. And it has to be fiction because no God's daughters have come forward to date. But who knows? Maybe by opening up the possibility, we can create a probability. And from that, a certainty can grow. At this time in our planet, the stage that we're at, we need all the wisdom and talent and holiness in terms of understanding what's sacred and why that we can get. So here's my story, and I hope I've made it lively and rousing and opens up a spot in your head and heart for the real women, the holy women that we collectively should listen to and follow. The prophets and saviors of that gender, that half of the planet, what that half of the human species. So I don't have a particularly good reading voice. I do understand that, but I hope that there's enough in this to pull you through. Thank you.